Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 221, and the title is Feeling Versus Doing. The sticky note reads, "Fear is just a feeling, and you can squelch feelings with doings." Here's the story behind the sticky. Emotions aren't inherently good or bad. They're neutral. The positive and negative aspects are the result of how you react and deal with your emotions. Scientists say there are 8 basic emotions: joy, sadness, fear, disgust, surprise, anticipation, anger, and trust. But there are also subsets and blends of those emotions in almost infinite combinations. I want to talk about fear. And when you're feeling fear, that's all it is. It's a feeling. Fear could be a positive thing if you're out in the wilderness hiking and you hear the rattle of a diamondback rattlesnake. Your fear should trigger a reaction that gives you an overwhelming need to hurry away in the opposite direction, right? That's a good thing. But fear is negative if you allow it to petrify you and prevent you from making your life better. If you feel you deserve a raise at work, but you're too afraid to present your case to your boss and show her that you deserve to be additionally compensated for the value you bring to the company, that's a bad thing. You know, if you're going to need to move beyond it and conquer your fear and to deal with whatever it is that's frightening you, you can turn that into a good thing. The difference here is whether your feeling sparks positive action or not. Make sure the feeling results in some doing. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving an email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. The email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track, like the one you're listening to today. It gives me a chance to dive deeper into some of the ideas and concepts I'm scribbling on those stickies, and I've been producing one episode to go with each one of the sticky notes that are published daily. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.